T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I'm very happy to be back to where I always thought was home. You know my story. We spent a lot of hours together. I was a Mets fan. I spent the best years of my baseball life with respect to my success. The 7 years here was a thrill. Fell short in 2000, losing to the Yankees in the World Series. But every part of the time I spent with the Mets as a player was all happy thoughts. It really was.
I was glad to hear you say that where you can probably make the most impact is maybe at Binghamton, maybe at Syracuse, wherever, down in the minor leagues where you can talk to kids who might be on the cusp but need that little something extra to get here.
I think so. I haven't been down yet. So the role that Brody has asked me to do is to, you know, an advisory role of opinions and bouncing stuff off of me, with whether it's watching video of different players or just you know, conversation. I'm new to it. My eyes and ears are open. A guy like Allard Baird, who I respect greatly, I think he's a great baseball mind, and others, I'm trying to pick their brain. Omar Minaya has been in baseball a long time, a very good scout in his own right. So I'm intrigued by the scouting side of it. Mm-hmm. And as you describe, I think the minor leagues, just because, you know, everything's in front of them, and I still think even if it's a number one pick, even if it's a big signing, they're still not sure, and there's always a level of insecurity to every player as to whether I'm good enough or what do I need to do to make it, what do I need to do to stay. And I know I could help some of those guys down in the minor leagues. And, you know, New York's a different animal. You know, I've always said that, even with, you know, my time doing MLB Network. And, you know, when you have a place with this scrutiny, and it is different, it's different anywhere else. Maybe you could throw in Boston, maybe you could throw in Philadelphia, the intensity, the fan base, etc. How do you control the mind? What are these guys thinking? I hope, you know, keeping it clear. And, you know, the whole Harvey Dorfman thing that, you know, my mantra.
You know, it's interesting, on the veteran level here, on the major league level, you had to remake yourself as a pitcher. And I think, you know, you have information that you can pass on, I think, to guys up here too. But I understand, as well as a former player, you're hesitant to do that, and it's understandable too. And I think maybe some of these guys may be unwilling to take it at times. But there are some lessons to be learned for a guy who had to remake himself throughout his career.
Oh my God! I mean, really? So I know people don't know who Harvey Dorfman is. So he was a sports psychologist guy that wasn't a psychologist, but was an amazing and transformed my career after I was hurt. And had two shoulder operations after being a young pitcher with the Yankees and get traded to Toronto. And my reference when I finally met Gil, through Gil Patterson, who was one of my pitching coaches, who's now a coordinator with the A's, I would refer to how I used to throw. And this was in 1991, Ed. And he would stop me in my track. I don't care who you were. I don't care how you used to throw. Because I was a hard thrower and, you know, whatever the story was. He goes, who are you now? What are you now? What do you possess, and what type of pitcher are you now? So fast forward through years of being in the big leagues, and your body changes and your stuff changes. Usually not to the better, right? As you get a little older, your velocity drops, etc.
Sure.
So you have to make the adjustments, or they'll tell you to go home. You know, the numbers will reflect. A 5 ERA is not good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe today it is.
Colorado, maybe.
Yeah, maybe Colorado. So, you know, then you're always tinkering. And, you know, hey, how about this pitch? Maybe I should throw more of that. I need to throw more changeups. Can I get more depth on my curveball? You know, how's the cutter? You know, all of that. And it's a conversation. You're constantly talking. I think of our friend. I say our because he is. You know, John Franco. You know, how this guy, 5'10", and the second all-time saves leader to Lee Smith until Mariano and Trevor Hoffman. Come on. This guy, you talk about guts. But he also had to, you know, remake not reinvent, but, you know, change and make the adjustments.
All right, you're going to be back for a couple of couple of visits each homestand, so it's good to see you. All right?
Good to see you, Ed.